Call of the Wild by Jack London. Retold by Irene Kay. Published by Burlington Books. Copyright 2002. Chapter 1. Buck. Buck was a big, friendly dog with lots of thick, warm fur. He was born at Senator Miller's home in the warm, sunny Santa Clara Valley in California. Buck's mother was a Scotch Shepherd dog. His father was a St. Bernard and was, in his time, the senator's favorite companion. Buck lived a pleasant, placid life at Senator Miller's home. The house was big and had gardens all around it. There were fruit trees in the gardens, a water tank big enough to swim in, and stables for the horses. There were several other farm buildings and also small houses for the workers. For the first 4 years of his life, this was Buck's home, and here he was free to go wherever he wanted. Many people lived at Senator Miller's home, and Buck liked them all. He went hunting with the senator's sons, and he accompanied the senator's daughters when they walked in the gardens in the evenings. He played with the senator's grandchildren, and even carried the youngest child on his back. On winter evenings, he sat at the senator's feet in front of the fire in the library. At these times, he often thought, "One day in the future, I'll be the senator's favorite companion, too." There were other dogs at Senator Miller's home. Some of them were house dogs. These dogs rarely went outside, and the servants kept them clean and took care of them. There were also about 20 hunting dogs. These dogs lived outside in the gardens, near the stables. But Buck wasn't a house dog, and he wasn't a hunting dog. Buck was king in Senator Miller's home, king over the dogs, horses, and men, and for 4 years he lived the easy life of an aristocrat. Although he had an easy life, Buck didn't become lazy. He enjoyed running outside and often swam in the big water tank. As a result of all this exercise, he developed strong muscles, he didn't get fat, and he was very healthy. Buck didn't know that trouble was coming and that soon his easy life was going to end. This trouble wasn't beginning for him only, but for every big, strong dog with thick, warm fur on the west coast of North America. A yellow metal, gold, started all the trouble. After gold was found in the Arctic areas, far in the north, in the Klondike strike of 1897, thousands of men went north looking for gold. They built towns near the gold fields. These towns needed supplies, food, clothes, utensils, and mail, and these supplies were brought on sleds over the snow and ice. Thousands more men wanted to become rich by transporting these supplies. These men needed dogs to pull their sleds, and the dogs they wanted were big dogs, with strong muscles for hard work and thick fur to protect them from the cold.